In the name of God, the Creator, Liberator, and Sustainer of the universe. Amen. To this day, they still call it the Easter Uprising. It was Easter Monday, 1916, Dublin, Ireland. A group of Irish nationalists led by Michael Collins and Michael O'Connell, or as he was better known, the man from God knows where, led a revolt against the British, seeking to establish an independent Irish nation. They were successful in taking 14 buildings in Dublin, but they were surprised at the force with which the British responded. And shortly, the uprising was put down. However, the leaders of the uprising became folk heroes in Ireland. And eventually, the Republic of Ireland was established, although the dream of a unified Ireland still remains unfulfilled until this day. There is a very profound theological point to be found in the political slogan that was chosen for that uprising, the Easter Uprising. The political slogan contains a central theological truth which was very much a part of the experience of Irish Christianity and indeed of all authentic Christianity. On that great getting up morning that we refer to sometimes as Easter, Jesus had Jesus's great uprising. On that day, which Augustine said was the day that we became Easter people, God raised Jesus. And on that day, the powers of death began to quake. On that day, there was a great rumble, and all those oppressive powers of death no longer felt secure the way they did before. On that day, it became crystal clear that God was in the uprising business. That God was in the uprising business. That God was in the process of turning upright all of those things that had unjustly been turned upside down. And the great promise of Easter is that God is in the process of overturning every stone of death and oppression in the graveyard of our world. God is in the process of overturning every stone of death. The Roman Empire believed that death was the final word. And like many of us, they believed that your power as a nation depended on how many people you could kill. If you have a lot of bombs and a lot of planes and a lot of missiles and you can destroy half the population of the world, you believe that you are fairly powerful. Jesus came along and he taught something different. He taught, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. There is a new day coming, he said, when the lowly shall be lifted up and the mighty shall be brought down. The Roman Empire said, we have a way of dealing with this. We have a way of dealing with this, and that is our great power, the power of death. We will simply crucify him, put him to death, and that will be the end of this new kingdom of God movement. And so Jesus was crucified. Jesus was crucified. And Rome thought they had done what they did best. And they had. But what they had not counted on was that God was in the uprising business. God was in the uprising business, and the uprising started with Jesus. The 24th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Luke tells us that on the day past the Sabbath, when it was ended, while it was still night, a group of women who had the courage, even in the presence of the power of death, to go to the tomb. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and some other women. They go out to this tomb. They are preoccupied with very practical matters, anointing the body, rolling away the stone. They get there, and Jesus is not there. Jesus has been raised. They are amazed. They did not yet know that God was in the uprising business. But you know something? They were shortly going to find out that God was in the uprising business, that God was turning things upside down, starting with Jesus. And the first thing that happened was that the messengers from God said to these women, now remember, these women in both the state and in their religious community were not legal witnesses. If you were a woman, you could not be a legal witness to anything. Anything. You could not even legally make up your worshiping community because you only counted men. So what does the angel say to the women? Here's the new message. God is in the uprising business, and you go and tell the disciples. You go and tell the disciples. We are entrusting this uprising message to you. And they go. They go and tell the disciples, who are also shocked. But you can see the uprising is starting. You are entrusting this primary message with these women who have no legal standing. God is in the uprising business, and the promise is that every stone of oppression shall be overturned. Can you hear the word? Can you hear the word of resurrection? The word that says that in spite of historical limitations, the word that says that in spite of the power that death has to attempt to enslave us, that freedom is still possible. Freedom is still possible it is still possible for the women to carry the message, although Rome says they have no legal standing. They know a truth more important and more central than Rome knows. It is possible to live resurrected right now. It is possible to be set free from the power of death right now. So if you are one of those who believes that in this world, transformation is not possible, if you are one of those who struggle with addictions that are about to kill you, if you are one of those who find yourself in a relationship that is meaningless, if you are one of those who live with the great fear of economic insecurity on a daily basis, if you are one of those who believes that nothing that you do matters, I invite you this day, on this day of resurrection, to hear another word. And the word that I invite you to hear is that God has raised Jesus. Death is not the final word. Death is not the final power. I invite you to enter the resurrected way of life and to be an ongoing participant in God's great uprising. Let there be peace among us, and let us not be instruments of our own or anyone else's oppression. Amen.